When Ed woke in the morning, he had the bed to himself. The rushing of water pipes suggested Alec was showering. A clock on the bedside table showed it was just after 8. Ed yawned and stretched, scratching his belly. It still felt distinctly crusty despite his middle-of-the-night ablutions. Ed got out of bed and padded over to the window. He peeked through the heavy velvet curtains and saw a well-tended garden at the back of the building and more large houses behind that were similar to this one. He opened the curtains a little to let some light in, but not wide enough to give Alec's neighbours a show. The sun was out, but frost dusted the lawn outside. The sound of the water stopped abruptly with the clanking of old-fashioned plumbing. Not wanting to be caught standing naked at the window, Ed hastily retrieved his clothes from the floor where he'd shucked them off the night before. He was just fastening his jeans when the bedroom door opened and Alec came in, wearing nothing but a pair of skin-tight charcoal boxer briefs. Jesus Christ. He was even more gorgeous in the daylight. Tall, dark and handsome was a start, but didn't even begin to cover it. Alec was broad and lean, with the perfect amount of muscle on his frame. He didn't have the ripped look of someone who spent hours watching himself in the mirror in the gym, but his body was beautiful and spoke subtly of grace and power. Best of all was his body hair. Ed was a big fan of a hairy chest and constantly bemoaned the fact they were so unfashionable these days. He'd give anything to have more than the few paltry hairs that grew around each nipple on his own smooth chest. He did shave those off because in isolation they looked ridiculous. Alec's chest was glorious. Dark hair scattered evenly over his powerful pectorals, then narrowed into a trail of softer-looking hair on his belly that twisted and twined into a dark arrow leading down to his groin. Like Ed needed a sign. Damn. He wished he'd taken more time to explore Alec's stunning body last night. He would have liked to have licked and nuzzled that chest for a while before cutting to the main event. What a wasted opportunity. Maybe he should ask Alec for his number. Alec cleared his throat. Ed's cheeks and ears flamed hot as he realized he was ogling shamelessly. He snapped his eyes up and met Alec's gaze. Alec's hazel eyes were compelling in daylight, but his expression was flat and unamused. Ed blushed harder. Alec turned his back on Ed and went to the built-in wardrobe to pick out some clothes. Ed noticed faint lines of pale scars that marred Alec's back in the light from the window. They striped his shoulder blades, cutting across the smooth skin. Ed frowned as he wondered what could have caused them. "I'm afraid I have to be somewhere this morning." Alec stepped into some expensive-looking chinos, pulling them up over his muscular legs. "I'm sorry to turf you out." He didn't sound sorry at all. A sick feeling of disappointment settled in Ed's belly like a stone. In the darkness, he thought he'd felt a connection, a momentary tenderness that made him hopeful. Now, in the cold light of day, he felt foolish and cursed his overactive imagination. Ed gritted his teeth and took a deep breath before replying, "No worries, I'll need to head to the gym anyway, and I have lunch plans." This was exactly why Ed didn't do one-night stands anymore, because on the odd occasion he had in the past, he always felt crap about it in the aftermath. No matter how good the sex was, it wasn't worth feeling like shit the next morning. Even when you parted on good terms, there was something uncomfortable about the whole morning-after disconnect after spending a night with someone. Ed pulled his t-shirt over his head and sat awkwardly on the edge of the bed to pull on his socks and shoes. The sheets were rumpled and smelled of sex. The intimacy of that moment seemed a million miles away now, and Ed fleetingly wondered if he'd dreamed it. He pushed the images away and stood. "I'll let myself out."
"Okay, sure."
He looked up and met Ed's gaze. There was a flash of something in his dark eyes. Regret. Or discomfort. Ed didn't give a fuck right then. He just wanted to get out of there and get home so he could wash Alec off his skin.
"Goodbye, then."
Alec's lips curved in a poor attempt at a smile.
"Bye."
His eyes gave nothing away. That was it, then. Goodbye. Not even a half-hearted see you around. Somehow Alec had fooled him into thinking there was something special there during those stolen moments of intimacy in the darkness. But maybe it had all been in Ed's head. There was certainly nothing to show for it this morning. Ed turned on his heel and walked away. As he let himself out of Alec's flat, he resisted the childish urge to slam the door behind him. But only just.